And from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. A Juneau woman is searching for her grandmother's regalia that was stolen from her apartment while she was traveling during the holidays. Her family is offering a large reward with no questions asked. When Nehka Kuge Taja Revels came home to Juneau after a week away, she found her front door broken open, her house ransacked, and her most prized possessions gone. The next day, friends are over to help her clean the mess.
I left my house perfectly clean, and they are cleaning it. They slept in my bed, they moved the sheets, stripped the sheets, so they're taking care of that.
It looks like someone lived there for days. They took expensive things like purses, camping gear, her PlayStation 5, and her trademark MAC lipstick. What she wants back the most, though, is her grandmother's regalia. Revels says it's an important piece of Huna's history, from a period she calls, quote, a kind of renaissance in the 1960s. And it was one of the few things she had left from her grandmother. Now she's looking for the missing regalia online and in pawn shops, and says her family is offering a large reward, quote, no questions asked. She says this isn't the first time her family has lost important heirlooms, and the thefts remind her of the trauma her family has endured for generations. Revels says that her grandmother started making the regalia in the 1960s, alongside a few other women in Huna. The only materials she had access to were polyester fabric from the local Five and Dime and acrylic paint from the school.
We just keep adding more and more and more on. And by the time you see her at the first celebration in 82, you see this beautiful piece of regalia that's finished. She danced at the White House in this regalia. Since her passing, everyone recognized Annabelle Revels' regalia.
Revels was named after her grandmother, who died when she was a teenager. After she inherited the regalia, she wore it to every graduation and major event in her life. She said it allowed her to be closer to her grandmother's memory.
And we have so little from her. We lost so many of her possessions when she died because her house got ransacked during her funeral. And the Huna fire happened.
The thieves use a crowbar to force open her front door. Revels says she came back to her things thrown around and sticky handprints all over the kitchen. Her beading supplies had been dug through, and the solid gold beads were taken, as well as otter pelts and moccasin tops that were beaded by her great-grandmother in the 1940s. She called the police, and they took her microwave to see if they could get prints. Chloe Cavanaugh is one of the friends helping Revels clean the house. They cart out a mattress topper that the thieves had slept on. Cavanaugh has hope that they could find the regalia. She's bought back stolen regalia for people before.
A lot of the times, it just is people get, think they're buying a nice thing, and it's, something super sentimental to someone else. But, yeah, it was, for her, it was a dance robe that she had, taught tons of kids how to dance in, and it was used by her community.
Revel says that when she came home to the mess, Cavanaugh had to tear her away from digging through her things over and over looking for the regalia.
Chloe dragged me out of here because I was crying on my knees going through all the clothing being I just have to find the regalia. It was not there. It was just the garment bag ripped open.
But Revels isn't as confident that they might find it. She hopes someone will recognize the regalia or come forward if they know anything.
Have courage, say something. It would mean so much. My family's gone through so much.
Another irreplaceable thing she's missing is a cherished bracelet that she was given as a baby, signed by the late silver craftsman Scott Douglas. Revels said police told her on Thursday night that they have a person of interest in the case. She says they recovered a few of her belongings, but not the regalia. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. Anyone with information about these stolen items can call the Juneau Crime Line at 907-523-7700. State prosecutors say Ketchikan's police chief, while off duty, shoved a man into a stone wall and held him in a chokehold at a luxury fishing resort in September. Jeff Walls was indicted for the alleged felony assault on Thursday. KRBD's Eric Stone reports.
In court documents, prosecutors say the alleged assault took place at the restaurant at Salmon Falls Resort, about 16 miles north of downtown Ketchikan. On the night of September 10th, a Washington State man at the restaurant was allegedly drunk and causing disturbances. At some point, according to prosecutors, the man intentionally bumped Wall's chair while he and his wife ate dinner at the restaurant's bar. The man then apologized, the two shook hands, and that was that. But prosecutors say about an hour later, the drunk Washington State man stumbled into the chair of Wall's wife, who was seated next to him at the bar, while the man was on his way to the bathroom. At that point, Wall's allegedly got up from his seat, ran after the man, and attacked him, shoving him headfirst into a rock or stone wall. Prosecutors say Walls then placed the man into what witnesses described as a chokehold. Walls held the man in the chokehold for 1 to 2 minutes, according to witnesses cited in court documents. The man's face reportedly turned red, and he was unable to speak. Though the incident itself was not caught on video, surveillance footage obtained by prosecutors reportedly shows multiple people pulling Walls away. But even after the two were separated, prosecutors say Walls attempted to re-engage the man, forcing those around him to restrain him again. Alaska State troopers responded to the incident. They say they found Walls apparently uninjured and the Washington State man bleeding from his head with blood on his hands. Cuts on his head required stitches, according to prosecutors. The Washington man was arrested and initially charged with assault, but prosecutors dropped the case the following month. Through his lawyer, Walls tells a slightly different story. Defense attorney Jay Hochberg told KRBD in an interview on Thursday that the man's drunken stumble left Walls and his wife bruised and in pain. He says Walls reacted appropriately.
He, like any citizen of Alaska, has a right, as a crime victim, to use reasonable force to detain an individual who has just committed an assault. That is precisely what he did.
Hochberg answered the charges on Walls' behalf at a court hearing on Friday. Walls sat at the defense table as a handful of uniformed officers and the assistant chief looked on from the gallery.
I will say just very briefly to these false and defamatory allegations, we enter a plea of not guilty and demand a jury trial.
Assistant Attorney General Mark Clark is prosecuting the charges for the state's Office of Special Prosecutions, which handles high-profile cases. He asked the judge to impose a $1,000 cash bond.
Mr. Walls has been indicted on a felony assault, and the state believes that similarly charged defendants, even without criminal history, would be required to post some amount of bond. And so the state believes that Mr. Walls should be required to do so as well.
He also asked the judge to bar Walls from contacting any witnesses except for his wife. But Hochberg, Walls' attorney, said that would be a problem. One of the witnesses is a Ketchikan police officer, one of Walls' subordinates.
My client is the chief of police of the city of Ketchikan. And he maintains that position. He is able, willing, and capable to continue in his employment. As of right now, he continues in his employment.
Hochberg opposed the state's request for bail, saying his client was not a flight risk. Ketchikan Superior Court Judge Catherine Liburn sided with the defense. She declined to bar Walls from contacting most witnesses, with the lone exception of the victim. She instead ordered Walls simply not to discuss the case with witnesses. He's also barred from leaving Ketchikan without written permission. She also declined to impose bail. Whether Walls will face consequences at work is unclear. His boss, Ketchikan City Manager Delilah Walsh, said the chief is currently on personal leave for the holidays and has not been suspended or placed on administrative leave. He's due to return to work on Tuesday.
Essentially, our process is we will have an internal investigation and then determine if any administrative action is necessary.
She says she expects the city's internal investigation to start next week, though she says she's not sure how long that'll take. Walls was hired as Ketchikan's police chief in late 2021 after a 24-year career with the New Orleans Police Department. He retired as a commander overseeing the city's central business district, which includes the popular French Quarter. He started work in Ketchikan in early 2022. Walls is due back in court in February. A trial is scheduled to begin March 13th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.
And as for the weather, it's currently 32 degrees and misty. The low tonight is 34 degrees. There's a chance of some snow tonight, but the chance only gets bigger tomorrow before turning into rain on Sunday. This weekend, expect temperatures in the high 30s. Sunrise is tomorrow is at 8:49 in the morning, and sunset is at 3:15 in the afternoon. We're getting just under 6.5 hours of daylight now, and that's a 6-minute increase since the solstice. You're listening to KTOO. It's just about 5 o'clock.